good mood in here today.
Yes, yes it is.
I love it.
Hell yes it is.
I'm happy I got the crew reunited. Hold on, let me bring down the levels. Apparently we're a little too loud.
I think people like
God
a little
damn it.
Loud.
I don't like the pops and the hops and the hot sound and shit. I want it sounding nice and clean. The least I can do. I never really achieved anything in professional radio, but I was a board op, goddammit.
Yeah.
And I can keep a mic from being hot. I can do that much. If you're like, John, you're a bullshit host, well, guess what? I was never paid to host a show. So that works. But if you're like, John, it wasn't even recorded properly, I take umbrage. I was paid a good $10 an hour at one point to record a show properly.
A primetime show, nonetheless.
Yes, $10. And everyone else at the station was paid so little, I was the house nigger for making 10 an hour. Everyone else was
those
like,
were good times.
I only make 8.
I worked for free, so fuck you.
Yeah, you're the worst. You drove down the cost of labor for all
I actually
of us.
Brought in stuff all the time, and that made it
yeah, you
worse.
Actively lost money to work at that wow. station, but it's okay.
It broke my little Jew heart on the secondhand Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Pour some extra oil in that candle.
Your ancestors look down, they're like, oy. What the fuck?
They're like, oy vey.
Has she learned nothing from our proud tradition? You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. We got the full team in again. We got Howard Highland on my left. I don't know what that puts him on your radio dial on the speakers. Probably dead center, because I don't think we do any stereophonic tricks here.
You don't pan, I don't
believe. Yeah, so he's dead center, just like me. And just like Arena Davinsky, who
yes,
is on
back.
My right. She's back.
Back again.
And she's drunk. So
I'm a little drunk, because you know drinking. Why? You know why I'm a little drunk.
I think I know why.
This is the Sunday night episode, right? We can talk about the Redskins, can't we?
Yeah, we're in here recording.
Battle of the Beltway, last overtime. Oh my God,
that was pretty glorious.
Kirk Cousins is a beast.
He's not bad.
He's better than Joe Flacco, I'll say that.
Oh yeah, he is better than Joe Flacco.
That's pathetic, man.
I do like the Ravens, but sorry.
We'll get to it all in a second. We're going to wrap up this sweet fucking intro. Tight like an 8-year-old's ass, this Woo! Intro is. In papasbasement.com, the show's website, you go there, you're going to get both episodes of the show. That means every Monday and every Thursday, an hour of radio for you to download and not work while listening to. There's also my writing, although I'm not going to lie, as of late, just haven't really given a shit to write. Doesn't help the web traffic too much. The show is what seems to move crap. And I got things to do. I got a job. And if I got to choose between making some money and writing about the latest fucking Redskins loss or whatever, I'm going to put money in my hand.
But for 4 weeks, you haven't been writing about that.
Yeah, I have not done the Skins for a while because it's such a kind of magical thing that's going on right now. I don't want to put any sort of bad mojo on that. I don't want to
touch
it.
It's only weird if it doesn't work.
Well, it's so easy to write about their losses. I don't know what it's like to win. Nothing in my life wins.
Our little hearts have been like so glittered up
yeah.
the last couple of weeks.
My cats die of cancer. My jobs suck. Everything
goes
bad.
You got
exactly.
Kittens.
I have new kittens. So maybe RG3's good mojo. The kittens are going to like live and be proud and strong. And
I heard
bring
a hilarious
me a mouse
commercial for RG3 today. And it was like RG3 walked into a Foot Locker once and he tried on some Nikes. And when he took them off, they burst into doves. I never saw that happen before.
That's how I feel about the guy.
That's how I feel about him, too. Even when he was, like, limping down the field.
Well, literally, yeah. Ah. I thought he was going to lay hands on his own knee, and it would just
know.
Be regenerated.
Isn't his current nickname, which he does not approve of, Black Jesus? Isn't that what they're calling him?
I didn't know that yet, but I'm all on board
I think,
with it.
Hall. I think Hall, like, coined that.
Well,
like
if,
one of his teammates
if
is
you
calling
want
him Black Jesus.
Mr. Hall on Twitter, I don't know his handle because I don't care. Is it D. Hall or something or other?
D'Angelo Hall.
Yeah, I don't know what his Twitter handle is. Is he 23?
He's a little more than that.
Is he D. Hall 23?
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
That's
know
a
what pretty good guess.
Grandpa's yeah. someone now.
I can tell you my handle's at papasbasement.com. This man over here.
At what the F and Heezy.
You heard that. It wasn't your podcast skipping. That's his real handle.
Right here.
And Arena is doing What are you doing? You're doing the Y and
I'm
the
doing
M.
The, I'm doing
touchdown.
The, you're just doing the Y
good,
and M of YMCA goal, over and over. No, because your hands were then coming down to your shoulders, and you just kept doing that. You're like,
well,
Y,
I'm wearing
M,
shirt with
y,
that shoulder
M.
like area, so it makes me want to touch it.
Yeah, you've got bared shoulders. It's very erotique, as the French would say.
Yeah. Oh, yes. No wonder that bartender liked you. Hey,
he was exactly. very nice. Kept pouring me shots, and he's like, "Try this shot." I had two girlfriends with me. Two girlfriends, one who I used to do cheerleading with, and it was a good time.
Three girls walking.
Your handle?
Bar.
At Girl Knows Sports.
At Girl Knows Sports.
Without the lisp. Thank you.
Why did you complicate the handle? It's just at Girl Knows Sports, goddammit.
I
you want
to
get a hold of her on Twitter? It's at Girl Knows Sports.
There's a lot of fireball in my system right now.
Bam.
I had some on
love,
Friday.
Love.
I had some
so
on Friday.
Good.
This show brought to you by Fireball, apparently.
I that wish was it was. I told one of my cop friends about Fireball and cider. He found it about Jack Daniels and cider.
Spider.
Spider. You get the right kind of poison.
That is like an Adams
good.
Family mixed drink. Whiskey and spiders. Okay.
Delish.
It's been a good weekend for me. A great weekend. Arena's over here drunk. We're both celebrating the Redskins win. I'm just back from Richmond. Which is maybe the happiest city on earth, if you ask this man right here. I finally got to beat off after 3 days of not getting to because I was in
wow.
Richmond. What? A friend lets me stay over at her place. The least I can do is not, you know, fling web all
even
over.
Even when she's asleep?
Oh, good for you.
No. No.
Yeah, well, Howard. Let me remind myself to never let you stay over.
Not like on her. That would be weird.
Yeah, that would. That would be just a hint weird. You give her the kabuki makeup.
I'm just saying. Like, what? You can't just... Go take an extra dump? Come on.
No
one's gonna ask.
Like, maybe if I had to do a week without coming, yeah, I would start to
You can't
really
go come in somebody else's
thoughts.
Bathroom.
I wouldn't necessarily. But this man, come on, he's an addict.
Oh,
I think you would, actually, Howard, after this
wow.
conversation.
That's messed up.
Yeah, remind me also to never let you use my bathroom. Like,
oh, are we going to have to go, like, have a competition who can go the longest?
I would. I take that back. When I was in high school, when we were kids, we had a bet going inspired by Seinfeld, and everyone put in $10 to see who could do it, you know, who could go the longest without
right.
it beating off. The problem was we had too many people and a couple, like, kids younger than us who really didn't have the hormones pumping yet.
Yeah.
So we all went about 3 weeks with only one person out of, like, 10 tapping out.
Yeah.
And after a while, I just kind of got us all back together. I'm like, guys, this is going to go way too long. Like, too many losers.
Too young, yeah.
Yeah.
Just too
like,
young for it.
Fucking... Eight of us are going to be salty as hell, and I don't just mean because we haven't let out a load or five.
I mean, you're doing that when you're all virgins, right?
Yeah, none of us are having sex.
Exactly. Like, that's not really, like, the kind of people who are going to have to be like, you know what? I just need to drain this.
No, I think a virgin more than anyone
like
would
have
to drain
it. But like a 12-year-old? What, were you 13? Come on.
No, we were, like, 16, and we had
okay,
kids
nice.
Are, like, 14 and 15
oh.
in the mix. So it was, like, freshmen to juniors.
It sounds like you are all tugging it, like...
Yeah, exactly. Just
yeah,
as right. the day is long, we beat our cocks. That's
well,
what you did.
If you guys, like, sustain now, it would be a good month, because it is dry-sember, according to Urban
What does that
Dictionary.
Mean?
Let me read you the definition.
Dry-sember.
The act of abstaining from masturbating during
wow.
the month of December. Example,
wow.
You doing Dry-cember this year? Guy one.
Yes, I am, says man brandishing machete.
Kara, why don't you read guy one, and then you can pass it to Howard to read guy two.
All right, this is guy one. You just read guy one.
No.
You doing Dry-cember this year, says guy one. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one. My blue balls are going to make it hard to walk, says guy two. Back to guy one we go. I know how you feel, mate, but tradition is tradition. That's a horrible tradition.
That is a horrible tradition.
Wow. Yeah.
Germans used to kill the Jews out of tradition. They got past it.
Oi!
Not everything's good.
Come on, the second night of Hanukkah, you're going to say something like that?
Is it Hanukkah right now
yeah.
already?
Dry-cember also includes no anti-Semitism in the month of December.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. You are robbing me of my mana here, sir.
Yeah.
I figured out really as an adult how long I can go without me losing it. And the answer is 2 full days without completion. And by day 3, I need it.
Wow.
I need my medicine. I went Friday without it. Saturday rolls around. And Saturday, you know, I'm just like, I didn't come yet. Oh, well.
I think that's only
isn't
you
that
first,
a funny note?
When you first start trying to like sustain. I think after a while, because...
You can hit a stride. I'll be honest. I've done a couple week-longs as an adult. They were hell. I would never recommend them. But Sunday rolls around today, and I bid my guest adieu and just tear down the highway so I can masturbate in the peace of my own house.
Oh, my God. On all hilarious. Days of God's day. Come on.
I just went, thank you for your hospitality. I had a blast. 2 hours from now, I will be smiling. Kaboom!
That's why it rained today. Zeus threw a thunderbolt at the earth.
It looked like the Roadrunner escaping the coyote. Just dust trail.
He passed you, Greek.
Just gone. It was Back to the Future flame tracks behind my car.
We're not slowing down my parents' house to get things back together. I don't
That's
even care.
How heavy I punched out. But yeah, for me, I got to, like, if I do that and then I try to get back on the horse, I can then go like 9 or 10 days or something like that. But it has to be for a reason. Like, I've got a girlfriend who's like, hey, hold off for a bit. It'll be amazing when we blow, you know, when we fucking blow.
On New Year's Day after dry December, apparently.
Yeah, which, by the way, it's never amazing if you have a girl that does that. Because one of two things happens to my cock if I hold out that long. One, for whatever reason, it's just like, oh, I'm not having sex anymore. I am purely a urinary tract at this point. And, wow. Like, you can touch it and it just won't move. Like, it's just so half-hearted the first direction I get afterwards. And the second thing is a girl will touch it. And she could just, like, flick it like a fucking
like
paper
corruption.
Football. And that's it, yeah.
It's like Japan on a Wednesday.
It's like that movie The Last Detail when Randy Quaid, like, is about to lose his virginity to a hooker.
I have not seen that.
It's a fantastic movie. Please see The Last Detail. Jack Nicholson, Randy Quaid's first role ever. It's fantastic. He's a virgin about to go to military prison.
Okay.
And so these two sailors escorting him decide to get him laid because he's still a virgin and he's about to go to prison.
For how long?
I can't remember the length. Sucky, but basically, sucky. They're just like, all right, we're going to get a hooker. And it's the foreign woman, actually, from Taxi. So it's really funny. And so she basically is just cleaning his cock off before she's going to fuck him.
Yeah.
And the second she just grabs his dick, he just comes. And she's like, yo, you got to pay for two. Like, you only paid for one.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're going to charge us for that? Come on.
Come on, you heartless bitch. Where is your sense of professionalism? I mean, yeah, for me, it's like you just lift it. And by the time you've got it at 45 degrees, boom, like fucking Kennedy's skull, just back into the left. Fucking,
I have to say, like, for chicks, for me, I guess it's the same thing. Like, I don't do it for a while. And then, like,
how long can you go, though? And how long do you typically go?
Oh, I think if you're a woman, like, after, like, I don't know, the fifth day, you stop thinking about it. You're like, who the fuck cares? It's
That's
not
weird.
Happening.
See, I think, yeah, you guys, like, it's if you're not getting it, that part of you just shuts down. And that's guaranteed
it's really
to
what
happen.
Happens.
Yeah. And maybe you get drunk and it comes out of you.
Not even that. Or it's like you're stressed out and you're like, I know that's a good stress reliever. So that
okay,
go,
yeah. It's just a purely cynical, logical yeah. decision, though.
Double
like me, like just higher functions in my brain just shut down.
Huh.
It's like Walking Dead where they're in the CDC and it's just at the end of, what is it, episode 6, the end of the season, where it's losing its power and like the hallways start going dark.
Yeah.
That's my brain. It's just like I have brain stem. Like if I don't beat off long enough, like I'll forget to breathe probably at some point. Like I would just be blue. You'd have to smack me on the back.
John, just remember.
Smack me on the back and whack me off. Come on, man. Come on, yeah.
Oh, man.
We're on this. Don't die on me, you magnificent bastard.
No, I've definitely gone at least 2 weeks in the last year.
Oh, that's
Jesus
it, please.
Why? Why?
See, like, this is so funny because Irene is saying that's it. John is just stunned that a man can go that long.
I wouldn't even be able to sit on my prostate.
I actually got a surprising
You know those, like,
amount.
Bouncy balls with the fucking Mickey Mouse ears? That would be, like, me sitting down after a week of not whacking it.
I mean, it's like, do you know the Shakers? Have you ever heard of the Shakers?
Just some horrible religious thing, I'm sure.
So, yeah, they were kind of like old. They seemed a little bit like the Amish, but they were all celibate. And so that's why they're almost all died out.
Oh, that's right. I do remember this. Yeah.
But
what
they
a
make
great
the,
religion. You don't fuck.
They make the really good furniture.
One I'm sure.
They make really
I'm
good
sure
furniture.
Their hands need something to do, yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I sanded this thing for 18 hours.
If you have something.
It's all just cock-shaped furniture.
It really is.
All these fucking big, thick shafted.
and the head.
And everything just goes into these wooden hoops over and over. Just rocking chairs that look like wood fucking wood.
But yeah, if I'm actually trying to be extremely productive in like producing like a book, I will just sit there and be like, all right, no beating off.
Yeah,
oh,
true.
I'm just going to
crush something.
I have to go the opposite direction. I have to whack my way through to the other side.
No!
I have to whack until the urge
whack
is gone.
To the
yeah, like it's the parenting style. Like you catch your kid with a cigarette, and it's like, all right, have a whole carton of cigarettes. That's how I am. It's like, oh, you want to beat off instead of do work? Well, you're gonna beat off till you can't anymore.
That's not how it works. Like,
it really doesn't. I just beat off, take a 30-minute break, and then I'm like, you know what I want to do again? Beat off.
Guess what?
Yeah, it's the best. Being productive sucks, but this doesn't. Oh, what a good weekend, though. I got in a nut. The Redskins won.
Yes.
I like how I said I got in a nut like I had sex in Richmond. No, I got home and just had a glorious 3-day weight nut.
I got to work out with my hot trainer this morning, and I was like,
ooh, the sexy trainer.
Damn. He is.
How's that going? How is your Operation Seduce the Trainer going?
If I wanted to, I could.
Do you just do lunges and then like present, like just pull down your shorts and it's just your vagina spreading with each lunge?
I could do a lap and then like halfway through the lap.
Ooh, did it get cold in the
gym
all of a sudden?
We're outside
today. I feel a breeze.
By the gym, you mean my house. He comes over.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why don't you just greet him naked?
I mean, I could.
And then be like, work this out.
I want to get my body in better shape before that happens.
But I like that plan. I like that plan.
We all have that plan.
He's my motivation.
But
that's
he's my motivation.
Genius.
You're here drunk. How much liquid calorie did you just put down before coming to the show?
Okay, to be honest, I took a cab here. So.
Yes. Don't worry. No one's hearing this live. You will not get pulled for a DUI heading home in that same quote-unquote cab.
Oh, Lord. 3 ciders. At least 3 shots of Fireball. 2 of them from
a quarter
the
of a cake
and a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Nice. It's good that you spaced all this out since like 9 a.m. So
2 o'clock. You know.
She's like, what do you mean since halftime?
Thank God we didn't do the family brunch this morning because then I probably would be dead right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you can drink like an adult.
Thank you.
I don't know when people start drinking like an adult. I was trying to nail it down because in Richmond this weekend, I was crashing with my friend Erin, who I'll thank Erin again. And if you want to get a hold of her on Twitter for whatever reason, she's funny on Twitter. She's at Laser Swan.
Bam.
There you go. I like
that. L-A-S-E-R?
Yes, L-A-S-E-R, I believe. If it's not, it's L-A-Z-E-R, but I thought Laser was always L-A-S-E-R. Yeah.
I believe she done been followed me, so yeah.
Okay, yeah.
She unfollowed you? That was a wise decision.
No, she's followed me, I believe. I believe
she
I followed
done
her.
Followed him. You're
done
not hip
followed,
to
yeah.
Howard's Negro vernacular.
Howard's so white and Korean that I totally just thought he totally said the opposite.
No.
When he tried to be
done
hood.
He done been followed.
I done been followed.
So she's in a grad program. She's our age. But, well, Arena, you're a little younger than us. You're 26? 25?
We don't need to worry about my age.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it just would help.
About my
it's
age.
Impolite to ask a lady her
yes,
age.
She's not 64. She's like fucking between 25 and 30.
I'm just
it's
saying,
like,
you're probably going to get thrown in the doghouse for letting your girl's age out, too.
No, no one gives a shit. You know who cares about that? Like the old cunts from Sex and the City.
No, I think women, period.
They want to get in the habit of being all uppity about
the
their
women
age.
Who
it's like,
tell
no,
me their
you're still in the young bitch category.
Drunk, man.
I don't
they have
care.
To have a lot.
I don't care what age I am. Other people care what age I am. That's
it makes
issue.
You sound old to care about your fucking age. How's that for a tip, ladies?
There we go.
If you just put it out there, you don't sound like you have any sort
so if
of
you're
complex about
or 24,
it.
Nah, you just I mean, sound like you're older.
Yeah, it's just they're never happy about their age.
No, because, all right, one person, I always get flagged for this because I did a remix of Paloma Faith song. And, you know, people say that's lame because they don't like Paloma Faith's music.
Or know who the fuck she is.
Exactly, no. She just released an album in the
they're
U.S.
They're like, someone plummeted Faith? What?
I've been, like, checking her info on, like, Wiki, and I looked at some of the info.
She sounds like a Samoan who plays for someone in the AFC.
I'll put it this way. She's trying for the first time to make it big
she's
in the U.S.
Make a
releasing
head and
an album.
Shoulders
Palomo
commercial.
Atu.
No, she's going to struggle potentially because she says she's 26. This is her first album in the U.S. that could go big. Somebody just put her on full blast, though, said no. Like, I looked up her information for real with the British, like, records. She's 30. She's probably not going to be famous
Why
now.
Would you reach, like, just that little? That's pathetic. That's like my ex who's in L.A. And when I was banging her a couple of years ago back in Nova, she was, like, 32. And now I wished her, like, I don't know, happy 33rd, happy 34th or whatever. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm 27. And I didn't know how much of it was like, tee-hee-hee, wink-wink, and how much was just like, never let this slip.
No, yeah,
I will emasculate
man.
You.
Yeah, no.
What about Christina Aguilera, who's like 31?
She's literally my age. Yeah, I remember it was her and Britney but were all got, within 6 months of us.
They got big when they were like 21.
No, they were 17, 18.
Exactly, big,
Oh,
wow.
That was a thinking man's fat joke, wow. And I liked it.
Yeah. I like the way she looks now, though, but you know me.
Really?
Bam.
She's, not hot big. Like, she could be hot big.
She looks
Howard,
like...
You're so stupid. Just because you bang fat chicks doesn't make you clap.
Wow. Fucking A. 2 for 2 here.
I haven't been here in a while. I stored up.
Yeah, exactly. You had your 3-day load coming in here. Comedy.
That's my masturbation.
You just shot laughs all over Howard's face. And his Chinaman's goatee.
There's a trick for getting that out. I'll tell you later.
She's not like good thick. She especially, did you see that purple dress she was in recently? She looks like, was it Mom from Futurama? Yeah, it's like one of those old-timey, like, 1700s thing where you have a gown that almost looks like a chicken coop underneath.
John, would you still have sex with her?
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
I'd have sex with her.
But she's famous. If you just showed me a girl who didn't have that level of fame and it was just her at the bar, like, are her tits really big? I might still take, like, a beige.
They're massive.
Yeah, I might, like... I've said this. You put the hair cuttery thing.
I wish she's kind of girl to give a beach.
You don't think she is?
I don't think she is.
I mean, she's got to take care of the vocal cords. That's a little different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think you just take one of those hair cuttery smocks and you pull it down until it's right under her tits. And then you put her in like a piece of plywood that's got a hole in it for her to sit in. So you're literally just seeing this face and tits. And it's a big pair of tits and a nice face. And that would be a good BJ.
Dude, you definitely masturbate too much.
But she has to be locked in there. Because as soon as the rest comes up.
Porn.
Well, yeah, as soon as the rest comes up, it's like Ghidra rising from the sea. You're just like, oh, look at the rest of it. Oh, I'm scared now. And you're running away like a fleeing Tokyo resident. Mm. Scared for your life.
I think she got better with age.
My favorite was I wanted to fuck the shit out of her in Dirty.
Oh,
where it looked like Redman, yeah, Redman, like Redman, the Jewish rapper Redman. it looked like Redman probably like blew in her face 5 seconds
or
before they filmed or something. Yeah, exactly. Dirty, shitty braided hair. You just knew.
That's dirty.
Yeah, it smelled like cat urine and sex.
Just a terrible song.
I didn't care.
I worked out to that song. She was so bloody hot
in that.
That's a good workout song. I'll give you that. That's a good workout song.
Especially my hot trainer.
But there's a. This girl over here, whatever her age, I don't know what it is, but she's reached the point where she can drink maturely. And it's a cool thing.
I grew up in a Russian family.
And you're paced.
Yeah.
Well, even if you grew up that way, I grew up in a family that just didn't really drink, period. So I definitely didn't have any models of sloppy drunkenry. But you get to school and you want to impress and. You do that by just consuming massive amounts.
Well,
and after a while.
Is, I had a fake ID when I was 16.
Really?
Somebody.
Like, they didn't have the good ones at your age where there's like holograms and your fingerprint and, you know, like one of those Gattaca IDs with your DNA built into it and shit.
Like,
John, just,
have you not seen how, like, they look the other way in DC still? Like, they just.
That's the only time I've gotten a girl in with a fake ID was in DC.
They don't care.
They just need something. They just need a justification for letting you in D.C.
I've had two experiences trying to get a girl in. One time, it was D.C., fake ID. They looked at it. They're kind of like, eh, they let her in. The second time, it was a Korean chick I was dating, and she stole her sister's ID.
Smart. Very smart.
Yeah. And he's like, this isn't you. You're much prettier than this girl.
Oh. That's a classic one.
And she replies, don't we all look alike to you? And they kicked her ass the fuck out.
Yeah. That's a great one. I've seen that one. Bartenders love that one because, like, a lot of girls will stop because they want to take the compliment. And that's when they're nailed.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You're right. Oops.
Yeah. That's a classic. That's a classic. You're much prettier than this girl. No. Gotcha, bitch.
And I suck a better cock, too. Uh-oh.
Too far.
But I was with the kids. I guess their kids are adults. I don't know. What the fuck do you call a 24-year-old?
Adult.
Like, yeah, they're adult. Yeah. This cradle robber over here. They're adult when they got hair.
But, I mean,
18 is legal, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. And 16 can keep a secret. So,
to be fair, like 24, like University of Texas has a real problem getting people to graduate because they just want to remain college students. So we had a lot of 24-year-old undergrads.
I was a 25-year-old undergrad. What's your point?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's still like that mentality of undergrad mentality, even though like these are grad students, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, LSU does too. Now I know why.
No, it's just you take those credits slowly because you're just loving life while you're younger. Like, a lot of people do that.
It just gets so hard and cold for most of us when we exit college.
Yeah, I mean, it
after college,
in many respects,
is terrible.
It kind of just is a downhill slide until, like...
For a lot of folks, yeah. Unless you really grab life by the balls, but...
Or find a cush landing of a excellent podcast.
Exactly. Yes. Like, inpapasbasement.com. So I'm out.
Life meaning.
I'm going out with Aaron, and we are chilling with, I want to say, literally just 23 to 25-year-olds. Come on, stay with me, Arena.
I'm right here.
You were looking down. You're looking at your shoes.
I was looking at my boots. They're cute, huh?
You're a Jew, but you have shamrock shoes. What the fuck is with that?
What are you talking
about? There's literally shamrocks on the soles of your feet.
Are there really?
Yeah,
yes.
There are.
They're
why bad. Couldn't you find them with Stars of David?
They're four-leaf clovers.
Or they're Steve
actually.
Madden. I don't know why he uses four-leaf clovers.
They're
like,
lucky.
That's his business.
They're lucky.
He did get out of jail finally, I guess. So
He was in jail?
Tax evasion.
Oh, God.
He was designing from jail for a long time. Like, probably a decade.
A lot of sharpened metal in his designs. All right, so we're drinking, and it brought back memories of what partying was in college, because I haven't really done a college party in a while. I go out, and I have drinks at bars at this point, and I go home using the same taxi service Arena used to bring her here. But I just
wonderful.
Do not do college parties. And they suck for the most part. Maybe I'm missing something, and I'm not going to act like this was a fucking... you know, toga party for the ages type thing, but it's everything I remembered with, one, all the pretty girls being taken and dating someone at the party. And it's like, why would you ever go with your significant other to one of these shithole drunken parties? Two, all the dudes are like awkwardly sitting there not getting some and just like drinking their faces off with each other. And three, they might end up with the one or two single average looking girls there after getting like drunk enough to pull the trigger on it, and they could have done it sober and like actually had better sex, you know, where they fucking don't whiskey dick up the night at the end. But literally, I just show up at this party. I'm just commenting. I'm like, oh, who's that girl? She's such and such. She's taken by a second year. Aaron's in a 2-year program. Every attractive girl here was taken by a second year. It was just school all over again.
You're a year too early.
Every fucking girl was taken by a girl or a dude older than you. And I was just like, I mean, I'm 5 years older than these motherfuckers. And, you know, I'm not trying to break up anything, nor do I have the capability. I love how I'm like, I'm not going to end their relationship. Like I'm fucking Brad Pitt in Fight Club with just the ripped abs hanging out and the cigarette dangling like Slash. Like, I don't have the means of ending things, and I don't really care to, but...
Hey, ladies, I heard there's a situation in here.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, yes, you will have a heart attack, you diabetic fat fuck. Put your shirt back down. That's the situation. So, it was weird to me. Like, I don't know. I wanted to give all the guys at this party... the fucking it gets better speech that you give to the fruit kids. I'm just like, look.
They're already there.
In 5 years, there's going to be more than four women you want to fuck around you, and they're not going to be taken by a dude who beat you to the punch because he's goddamn 12 months older than you. Like, life will get okay. There's a thing called the internet you can fuck girls off of. You can just go to bars, and not everyone will be in school with you.
Chicks once you're engaged off that place called the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I wept for them because they're all there, like, in their hipster clothes. A lot of them had the plaid shirts and the fucking, like, beards with the waxed mustaches and shit.
Oh, Lord.
They literally looked like, yeah.
God bless Richmond.
Like assassins from Boardwalk Empire.
See, fuck you guys for making fun of my facial hair. I'm moving to Richmond. Like, they wouldn't make fun of my facial hair.
They would make fun of you for not having enough down there. They would call you an impotent queen.
What's up?
And tar and feather you.
Great.
Please make it to Richmond because you look stupid as fuck. I don't look at your face anymore.
I kind of fit in, but I just grew the beard because I'm a fat fuck and I need to simulate a jawline. Like, it's just that old woolly bully toy.
Can I ask how many people, like, can I ask what program she's in? Like, what is the, what type of
brand discipline? Center, it's for advertising.
Oh, brand center is cool. Yeah, that's high.
Yeah. It's a great program.
Do you know how many people?
I should go there. I want to do some of that.
How many people are in the program? Like, in the
I don't know, 50?
Yeah, like see, that's not big. Like, when you're in that small a program, going parties internally sucks. Like, I did 4 years of
it
grad
school. It blows.
School.
But they can't mingle with the other people because they're on such a fucked schedule. It's so demanding.
Why don't they go stoop somebody in the undergrad program? It's not a bad idea.
I mean, that's what I would do. If I were 24, I'd be fucking 18-year-olds.
Hey, yeah. Here's the problem. What
well,
undergrad
not an
program?
But
it's four words to fuck any girl who's an undergrad. I can buy liquor. That's it.
Girl, leave this ID. It's real.
Yeah, exactly.
I really am 31, bitch.
Here's your little piece of paper from fucking North Dakota. Wink, wink.
You like
take
that,
it back.
You like Goldschlager, girl?
Exactly.
She wouldn't even know what that is. Let's be real.
I mean, I guess it was never a big thing for girls. They just drink free by having fucking tits. But for a guy, it was great finally being
able
to buy. It
still worked for me today.
There you go. And me.
No, but like my master's degree, like it was kind of that setup. You have maybe less than 50 people in the program. And like basically everybody's taken or they're like, you know, just the guys you described, just kind of sitting there like, nah, not really going to be able to do anything inside the program.
It was
so when you go to a party,
it was
nothing's
just
happening.
It really was a time machine. The kids were doing fucking keg stands.
Oh, those were the best.
I know. You'd be like, yes,
I'm
going
miss.
Down. I'm thinking like, who the fuck does keg stands?
We did them in law school. Like,
they're not
I gotta tell
getting
you,
anyone
man.
Laid. Yeah. God,
you went to
damn
law school
it.
In Canada. It's not even a real place.
No, I went to my other law school. My Virginia law school, we do keg stands. We live in the middle of nowhere. Right. Lexington, Virginia sucks. So, like, we did a lot of kegs.
It's just funny because
I need a lawyer from, like, the middle of nowhere.
You're like fucking Abraham Lincoln cutting down the logs to make your home.
Oh, my God.
And practicing
okay,
law
so
on the side by candlelight.
The last Super Bowl that the Steelers won, I told my friend, I want Ben Roethlisberger to build me a cabin. Not anymore, because he's gross now and he rapes people. But back then, and when he was like America's golden boy, I was like, I just want Ben Roethlisberger to build down, chop down some trees with his big lumberjack jackass.
Are you all right here?
No.
I feel like you're failing a field sobriety test right before my eyes. Tell us how you feel about Ben Roethlisberger. Go.
Well, sir.
While balancing on one leg.
I think he's not a ladies' man.
I don't want to suck his fat cock. She's drunk.
Can I just nap in your car and just start crying?
But I mean, does that take you back to undergrad when you hear the story of just like every hot chick is taken and then all the single people are just like,
they weren't even mind-blowing hot. That's what killed
know.
Me.
Yeah,
like, I'm not
going
to say they're unattractive. It was like a bunch of like fives and sixes. Well, it was like anyone you wanted to fuck, boom, gone. All right,
that's grad school.
In undergrad, I just dated guys because they were hot and neither of us were ever like really committed to it. So we're like, oh, we'll bang other people if that happens. if they're hotter than us, we're doing it. It was just understood.
Like when I finally started getting some in college, like I would just date but then cheat.
Yeah,
like I was trying to come up with a clever metaphor or euphemism for that. No, I just dated and cheated.
You're not like really cheating because neither of you are like really committed.
I'm
to
sure
it.
I was getting cheated on too.
You're not
yeah.
like we're gonna get married tomorrow or anything.
No, I mean we would act like really serious, and then like some girl nearby was like, "Hey, you want to fool around?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, my dick loves getting sucked."
No, I mean I think you were actually forthright with the people you're talking about, whereas John and the women that he would spend time with would actually like maintain.
No, but
the
that's
lie.
Why we were attracted to each other. We were both liars.
Exactly. There was something that really turned you like on.
I look at my last ex, and I'm like, I think we really got along because we were both deeply fucked up people that love cheating on each other. Like, that's what brought us together.
Yeah.
Like, I love you so much. Exit the room while I text two other people.
Are you going to the bathroom? Or I'll be quick.
Yeah,
click,
exactly.
Click.
It works for some people. There's a bit of a thrill, I guess, with that. But with grad school, no. Like, law school's the same way, where it's just you have to understand going into grad school, it's going to be a bunch of sixes who act like nines because they're the only people you fucking see.
The fucking queens of the castle.
I finally checked out Reddit today, and there's a chick on there.
How the fuck did you even get here? You checked out Reddit today? Most people, it's like 17 hours their first time.
It didn't caress me that hard. I think I was on the wrong website.
We'll get you there. I'll show you the good ones. Why? What did you see on Reddit?
There's a chick on there, and she's like, I love being in engineering. She's like, real world 3, engineering 11.
No.
Do that?
No.
That's
no.
Fantastic.
I wonder if it's still on my iPad. Even though the Wi-Fi is down at the station.
It might be back up. I am not seeing the dead signal anymore.
You ever talk to friends in the military who are just like, it is bullshit because there are so few chicks when you're an enlisted man?
Yeah.
Like, girls who are threes just become 20s. Like,
it's horrible. It's like
proposing.
Living in D.C.
Yeah.
Fucking every 5 here thinks she's a 9.
Ugh. There's some
really
painful. Yes.
I see some hot ass chicks downtown, dude.
There are very few. It's the same thing over and over. Where there's like one hot girl in your college. Who's
LA. Like, they call this place Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah, it is.
For good reason. But I see some hot girls.
It's not even like Hollywood for ugly people. It's like fucking Branson for ugly people. Shithole.
Wow. Wow. That's rough, dude. You just dissed our hometown.
Yeah, it's a toilet.
You're not repping for the DMV.
No, Richmond's great.
It is
great.
A toilet. I'd rather fuck somebody passed out in a toilet than someone here.
I would, too. I go down to Richmond. I'm just like, so many girls here are just like cute looking. It's a lot. I mean, it's not a lot of ethnic diversity.
Yes, there is. Have you been on a Saturday night to Adams Morgan?
I'm saying
no,
in,
he's
Richmond,
not in Richmond.
Oh, no,
in Richmond,
Richmond,
it's like pick your white girl hair color for your inked pale skinned bitch that you want. But I'm fine
I'm
with
fan.
It.
I'm
yeah,
a fan.
I love a suicide girl. You know, if my variety is blonde, brunette,
I
redhead,
a guy, not on a girl.
I'll pretend I'm in the 1950s and that's the only pussy that exists. I don't really care. Like, here, there's just too much attitude. I really wish these guys. Maybe some of them will listen. I don't know. They all seem like nice enough guys. I just hope they realize they should be fucking the undergrads. Forget about the girls in their program. It's shitting where to eat.
Yeah, I didn't understand what you were talking about until you said there at the brand center, because I don't think there's an undergrad program that they like TA for, man. I think they're kind of screwed as far as like,
no, they're completely inbred.
Yeah, I don't think they get to like BTAs where they like wield great power over the undergraduate students in their classes. Like, they don't have that at the brand center.
Yeah,
man.
Just get on OkCupid or something and like find the girls who are so fucked up in the town that they can't date the college kids, because it's like, I'm really into like whips. And fucking getting pounded in the ass and stuff like that. And
are
guys my own.
Into that?
I don't know. I think there can be girls so kinky that guys that age get freaked out by the shit they want done. I mean, I remember the first time I got like really like hard sex requests. And for like 3 seconds, you're like, oh, should I really like grab a girl by the hair and give her a smack? And then you're like, well, I'm going to get pussy. And then you get into it. And you're like, oh, this is great.
I wonder how much you're projecting how you would be if you were one of these guys, when in fact they could just be like, I wonder if there's any girls here who like literature. You know?
They all seem straight, so none.
No, yeah.
Dude, they're at the VCU. Like, I mean, my sister went to VCU. Like, I've met some of the dudes who went there that, like, purport to be straight. And I'm telling you, like,
Howard,
it is a
I
weird
think you
hippie
purport
culture.
To be straight, so no wow. one's going by what you said.
Wow.
I love this new dynamic of you just fucking taking pot shots at Howard.
I love Howard. He can take it.
And he's just got like two older sisters, so he slips right back into old habits of just like curling up like a fucking armadillo and taking the beating.
The
yeah. I'll tell mom, but I'll do nothing to defend myself.
Tell your mom to make me something delicious.
Some fucking rotted cabbage dish.
Kimchi? What is that stuff called?
Kimchi.
That is correct. Yeah, I ate some kimchi last night.
Oh, very nice.
You're welcome. The flatulence is past, sadly. No, it's past. I got that all out this morning. So,
but that was a good weekend, like, just in general, man. You go to Richmond, it's kind of like offbeat hot girls.
Love some hipster hot chicks.
Hipster hot chicks. And despite like my 12 pack and my really like tapered figure, the big wide shoulders, but the really small waist, I'm a really big fan of food. And you could laugh audibly hard. Come on. Yeah. You go to Richmond, fucking amazing restaurants there.
Really?
DC area, it's like pick your fucking Chipotle of choice. I'm sorry. At least in the suburbs.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting more chefs downtown. Like we're starting to see some cool places pop up. Like Spike Mendelsohn has a couple of like faster.
Spike Mendelsohn. Yeah. What a fucking overcompensating yid. Sorry.
No, he's got a couple of fat burger joints.
She's flipping me off. I am just saying, if you're Jewish, Spike, come on.
I just spike you in the face right now. He could be black, Spike Lee.
Yo, dude, he ain't running a kosher burger joint. Like, it's fucking good
he
meat.
He fucking grew. His birth name was Shlomo. I guarantee it. Shlomo Mendelsohn, come here for your beating. The other Jew kids even picked on him with that name.
Nice.
We have to look cool in front of the Gentiles. Bam, right in your circumcised hose.
Spike's money, man. I was going to invite him on the show until he just made fun of him.
So oh, he'd love it. I have nothing against Jewish people.
I, like
I was watching New Girl. There are tons of Jews on New Girl.
Yeah, no,
and I love the Jewish character. He's hilarious. He wants to fuck the same Indian girl that I would love to fuck. He's got great.
Oh, yeah. Hannah Simone is fucking.
No, ew, ew. You wash your fucking mouth out with soap. Never even ingest. I don't even care if I sank my entire fucking comedy career with that comment. No, she's the bad kind of Indian. The really, really bad kind. The hot Indian girl, Cece from New Girl.
I didn't know there was.
I believe her name
girl.
Is Hannah Simone. Isn't that correct?
I don't know.
I still haven't got to the point where you like bothered to look at the name below the picture that you're beating off to.
No, I would just be like, I would be like Cece New Girl nude pics, and that would be the extent of my Google search. Right. Like her real name would come up. I'd be like, what? Don't ruin it. Too complex. But I was crushing some eats down in Richmond, and I had what Adam Richman, again, a Jew who I respect. Don't give me the weird drunken eyes. Now Arita did a BJ for 3 seconds, an air BJ, and then like opened her hand like she was releasing a fucking dove from it. Oh, was that it? It was the splooge?
She just threw splooge in
the
your
face. The splooge doesn't come like out of the back of the cock like a rocket, like a muffler backfiring. It goes towards your face.
It went away. I'm trying to order pizza over here. Leave me alone.
You can. We're almost to the break. We're almost at the hour break. Come on. Hang
I
with
know
me.
It's happening.
Then you can order your pizza.
I'm
going to
order
delivered
it while
here.
We're talking. I'm a girl. I can do these things.
Okay. But I get what Adam Richman of Man vs. Food fame says is the best sandwich in the Mid-Atlantic. Because I'm like, fuck it. I'm a sucker for anyone else saying anything. I will follow a trend. I will follow advice. It beats firing in the dark.
Adam Richman like has been pretty accurate when he says food is good. I believe him. Whereas Guy Fieri like just says everybody's food is good if they're on his show.
Aww.
Yeah.
So
I would say like the fat is the tiebreaker, but they're both fat guys. So they both, you know, are into eating.
Adam Richman was fatter, but now he's lost some weight.
Well, didn't he like almost die eating his food? Like he had to quit.
His mom asked him, like begged him to stop on an episode I saw.
Isn't it weird that we've hit that point in America? Like we used to have fucking rock stars that would just do smack until they've died, and that's how they were famous.
Now some mother's like, don't eat the hoagie.
Yeah, and now it's just some slob eating 18 hamburger patties in one sitting for a cable TV show, and that's what we have as culture in America now. Oh, this country. No wonder the fucking chinks are burying us.
Oh, Lord.
Just wait till
they don't run Hollywood. We can say that one.
Just wait till they buy up Twinkies and start poisoning us.
Oh, yeah, with just like heavy metal base elements in them.
Where do they have all the money to like put all these heavy elements in?
You fucking just literally
elements?
Can't walk through a metal detector with a Twinkie in your pocket now.
You no go no anywhere now.
We destroy America with Twinkie.
You know that guy from Gangnam Style, Psy?
Oh, Psy is,
Did
yeah.
Did you see my tweet about how his last rap song was like, kill Americans?
It was back in like 2004 when two Koreans were like beheaded because the Americans didn't immediately exit Afghanistan or something like that. And he did a freestyle rap about fuck America, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I've been listening to a lot of like 80s gangsta rap about, you know, hey, fuck the police. It's kind of the same ilk.
Fuck the police.
Yeah, I mean,
I have mad respect for the police, by the way.
I think actually Ice-T does now too. Like if you listen to Ice-T's later interviews, he talks about like how he's evolved. He doesn't apologize for the gangster rap he did that was like about killing cops, but he just pointed out that
the remake, hey, listen, Cop Hugger.
I used to think they were racist, and now I just realize like it's really about where the money flows from, and I don't hold it against cops personally because I understand it's just like really the powers that be that have set up this system, and the cops are vulnerable to it. Like Ice-T kind of evolved over time. Psy kind of evolved over time because he's like, yo, by Gangnam Style. Like, I was just kind of pissed in 2004.
He, like, apologized about, like, making that rap.
Oh, profusely,
now.
Yeah.
he
definitely, like, didn't...
Houston Americans finally bought my shit.
Yeah, no. I mean, he licked a boot fast. It wasn't like he reshot Gangnam Style or however the hell you pronounce it. And the scene with that guy just pumping his crotch into the camera. He had a little American flag bikini brief instead.
I mean, I'll be real with you.
This
fucking yellow prick
actually.
Just beating against that. Yeah.
I'll be real. I got friends who are in JAG, and it's just like some of the things that happen, like with our overseas enlisted men, can be kind of fucked up.
Yes.
There's absolutely, I shouldn't say no control over the guys in Korea, but I mean, they've had problems with gangs forming amongst enlisted men who go around like stealing, selling drugs, raping women. Like, this is a serious problem.
I've seen Platoon twice. I know how it works.
No, you're talking about
the
actual wartime
situation.
Wait, the enlisted
guys do that?
Yeah, no, this is actually a problem in some of the situations overseas because they have nothing to do. Like, it's demilitarized. That's the whole thing with Korea. It's the war that's not a war. What the fuck am I supposed to do when you stick me in this remote place and I'm bored out of my mind whenever I'm not working?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Let's just sell drugs. Why not?
Where is he getting all these drugs from?
Where? Where can I find these drugs?
I felt like Korea, they kill you to bring in drugs. Like, I don't...
That's like Singapore.
Yeah,
they fucking
pretty,
catch you with a joint and they'll draw and quarter you.
But you can have all the karaoke you want.
It's damn true. Right.
No bubble gum, though. That's also like a...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, they don't want it on the road, so it's like a... I don't even know what the penalty is for chewing gum there.
Mm.
So, back to the Adam Richman sandwich. What a flawless segue. Back to the Adam Richman sandwich. He recommends... This is the following thing. It's a sub... This place I went to, the Black Sheep, or just Black Sheep, I don't know which, but it's famous for these massive fucking subs. Like, right in the menu, it says, they're not subs, they're battleships. They're fucking
nice.
Big. Like, you get a full size, it's $18 for a sandwich that's, like, over 2 feet long.
Bring it.
It is sick.
God bless that.
So
that
he recommends
delicious.
One, and I think what's so filling about them, there's a lot of shredded cabbage in the mix, which fucking
right.
just fills you when you get
Wait,
it down.
Shredded cabbage?
Yeah. It's not like eating at Subway. Sorry to do this to you, RG3. Black Jesus for the win.
How dare you on a night like this?
Yes, sorry to do this to you. It's not like Subway where they toss on a little fucking loose lettuce and then it's a tomato circle and then the next tomato circle touching the edge of the first one and everything will disintegrate like popcorn in your mouth almost. That's how thin the cuts of these vegetables are. It's just garbage. It's not that. It's cabbage that fucking sits in your gut for 6 hours and you eat the shit. You feel full. It's really good.
Cabbage
so,
is good for you.
Yeah, it really is. Exactly. So I'm eating this disgusting sandwich and drinking soda with it. But I'm like, oh, the cabbage makes us all healthy. So here's what I eat. Because again, out of all the sandwiches on the menu, he says this is the fucking pick of the litter. It is a shredded cabbage base. On a hot baguette. It's got mustard as its sauce, like a very nice kind of stone ground mustard, whatever the fuck fancy mustard is. Not too sharp, not too sweet, perfect mustard. It's got sliced apples in the mix.
Interesting.
Again, not big fucking apple chunks like in a shitty Boston Market chicken salad. These delightful little apple wedges.
Were they tasting on a sandwich? I've never really eaten apples on a sandwich.
It was amazing.
Cool. Okay.
It was so good. Like the mustard's sharpness with the apple's sweetness. Fucking brilliant.
Okay.
The all meat, right. that this was all built around, because I've just described the toppings. The meat was deep fried chicken livers.
Oh, I love chicken livers.
I'm with Arena on this one. And I just wanted to try it as an adult because my memory of chicken liver is my mom frying it once a month. Like, and to me, I viewed it as a punishment. I was like, what really? The fuck are you doing? I got an A on my math test. This, why are you doing this to us? There's got to be, you know, fucking cook this when I've shit the bed on something. Jeez. Do not do this when I've been a good boy.
Feed me shit looking food when I've shit the bed.
Yeah. And it's like, my mom could never cook fucking fried anything for shit because she never understood you put it in like a fry daddy or whatever.
Right. She was doing like a pan fry.
It's just a pan fry. Yeah. So it'd be like, oh, I've breaded this piece of chicken lazily. Okay. Then I'm going to flip it in the frying pan and it's hitting the metal skillet. The breading's rubbing right off.
You can pseudo bake like breaded meat and it kind of looks like fried, but it's not exactly.
It's not the same. Better. It's not infused with the fatty goodness.
It's a little better than the pan fry, but
fatty goodness is good.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Robert Duvall's hair. It's just bald patches with the breading missing when you call it. When you do it that way.
Not how it's done.
So we'd get these quote unquote breaded livers that were just fucking fried liver. It looked like literally you're pulling cat shit out of the box. Like, that's what liver was to me. It was like the crunchy, or I'm sorry, liver was that. It was like crunchy litter on top of a cat turd.
You either fry it at like a sick hot temperature, you like slow cook that mother, and then it's just going to be, oh.
I love fried beef liver.
Really? Just saying I'm eating an organ meat. I feel like a ghoul.
Liver is so delicious. Oh, like deer liver? So deer liver is money.
I had this. And the entire sandwich, I'm not going to say it was a bad sandwich. It was pretty good. But the entire time, you're eating it and you're thinking, like, I don't want to taste the meat here. Like, I want to enjoy this in spite of the liver within. So I'm enjoying this breading.
Oh.
And the fact that the liver really doesn't taste like anything, I'm like, that's what makes it good. And at the very end, some of the breading peeled off and I just got a chunk of real liver. With no breading, fucking took me right back to my childhood. I'm just like, you know what? Liver still sucks balls. Fuck this entire sandwich. This is as good as liver's.
That was the last bite.
This is as good as liver's ever going to taste, and it still eats my dickhole.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So if you want the best liver you're ever gonna have, go to Black Sheep and get the fucking chicken liver sub. I forget its name. They're all called like the USS Virginia. The USS Manassas, you know, shit like that. They're named after actual ships, I guess.
Are there a lot of hot Navy men there?
No. Oh. A lot of fat people eating subs. But for me, liver, it's the worst goddamn thing I've ever had. Wow. And this is where you guys join in with your least favorite foods. And that should have been smoother, but I don't care. Just put it out there.
I think I just had my least favorite, like, a couple of days ago, but I can't remember what it was because I usually like so many different kinds of foods. I don't mind them.
Yeah.
I had some really bad shepherd's pie.
Fuck you.
That's
delicious.
Hard. No, like
normally
that's hard to
it's
make.
Delicious.
That's hard to make.
No,
actually.
No, it's not. It's just ground beef.
That was I'm one sorry. My mom could whip out. Yeah, really easily.
I'm sorry. It's easy to fuck up. It's easy to fuck up. I've had it fucked up before. Like all people, right. If they don't do it right, it tastes terrible.
How? How do you fuck it? It's literally just like fried beef. Then you put a layer of mashed potatoes on it and then cheese. I mean, my mom made the lazy fuck version. Yeah.
And like,
don't get me wrong.
There's a layer of corn or peas on there, too.
Oh, now you're just disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
Do you have a
now.
Food, though, that you're just like, I don't know how you could prepare this where it would go down in a way pleasing to
I
me?
I could give you like a bunch of Russian foods, but you have no idea what I was talking
Explain.
About.
Explain. Okay, so eat some time.
There's this one Russian food called... Shuba Silyotka of Shubi, which is basically pickled herring.
Oh, delicious.
She's right. This is gross.
With beets.
You're wicked and evil and wrong, Howard.
Like a mayonnaise beet layer on top, and then like this gelatin and like meat layer on top of it.
This is like something they'd make on fucking Jackass, and they feed it to Steve-O, and he would vomit. He would vomit until the capillaries in his eyeballs burst, and he looked
like
the devil for a week.
They like gather around
the dinner
table.
That is disgusting.
We have some silyotka shubi.
I love pickled herring.
Are you fucking kidding me?
You're talking to an Asian, all right? Like, what don't I fucking eat?
I don't know. Good food.
When you translate what I just said, it's pickled herring in a fur coat. Like, why do you want to
eat that? Oh, that sounds so gross. That reminds me of a fucking Greek fish dish my dad once cooked. And it was just like, literally on his plate was a fish head with all the bones and the tail intact. Like, you know when a fucking cat eats a fish in a cartoon he pulls it out of his mouth by the tail. That's what was on my dad's plate.
Dude, I remember the first time I went over to a white person's house and they served a fish without the head. I'm like, where's the fish? I don't see a head.
Talking about this?
We talked about this last episode, right?
Yeah,
I'm just like, what are you talking about, John? The head is the best part.
Oh my God. No, it's so, I remember, and I literally said, he worked hours making this dish for himself. My mom fucking made us mac and cheese for the millionth time that week. And I'm just like, if you don't get that away from the table, I'm going to vomit. And we rarely ate as a family. Like, we just always ate as fucking bums. You know, like the way you'd feed an animal? Like, you just dump out the cat food and the various cats in the house eat it various times. And they're just like, I'm hungry now. That's how we ate. This was a big thing. We actually came together. And I'm like, if you don't get that off the table, I'm going to vomit. And he's like, fuck you. Do not say that about my Greek food, you piece of white shit. That's pretty much what he said, dude. He was like,
that's what you get.
Yeah. And I literally, within 30 seconds, stand up and start barfing uncontrollably all over myself right at the table. Oh, and I was like, God. I told you I wasn't kidding. I remember saying that walked to the bathroom to wipe myself off. Hey. And he fucking didn't even flinch. He just ate it.
Hey, John, since the Redskins won, the fish, not my vomit.
What's that? Pizza deal?
I thought the Redskins won, is there some sort of Papa John's pizza deal?
Yeah, isn't there a free topping per touchdown or some horse shit?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure before I ordered, I finally got into that
area. If you're ordering it online, you got to enter the code. So you might have to Google that shit.
Oh, there's a Lord, code. That's a lot of work.
There's a coupon code.
So, Howard, there's nothing you wouldn't eat because you've got Chinaman's practice.
You know what
practice.
Always, put me off is, they just sell, blood at the Korean grocery store. I'm just like, I can't eat blood.
Like, blood?
It's just, animal blood. It's, beef blood or,
What do you make with that?
Blood pudding. I actually know. You fucking cook it into this thick paste, and you make it into, cakes and shit like that. Look at blood pudding
and blood sausage.
Blood sausage. It's just this black and charred
blood. It makes me really uncomfortable where it's just, straight up blood. I realize that gives a lot of flavor to steak. However, I'm just I'd rather
I cannot eat blood. I'm not Nosferatu.
It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'll eat an animal's flesh. You don't have to, fucking shove it in my face that something died for me to be a fat fuck.
I just can't see myself, checking out at the grocery store.
Here's your gallon of blood, yeah. Dexter.
Can't do it.
You fucking maniac.
Could never bring myself to do it. That always freaked me out as a kid. So that's the one Korean food where I'm like, that's too far. I read.
What animal blood do they do? Or is it tons of shit because they're Korean?
I don't know.
Fucking lion.
The one I remember
blood.
It was cattle. It was beef blood.
Yeah. Look at blood pudding, man. That's some gross shit. I remember reading the wiki on that and blood sausage.
The guy who won Top Chef Masters recently actually won with a blood sausage. And but I watched him prepare it and I was just like, all right, I understand that's probably as good as it gets, but
yeah, you sit there and you fucking boil blood until it gets really thick and then it congeals, right? Or something like that.
Boiling
blood must smell good.
Shit. Yeah, see, you watch it on TV and you don't even know what it smells like.
It must smell like such shit. I smell like sizzling blood. Like when you're just grilling, that's great. But even just a piece of red meat on a flat pan and the fat and blood have nowhere to go, it stinks like fuck.
I'm just like,
your
house
reeks for hours.
Yeah, is that like what a Civil War hospital would smell like?
Yeah, exactly. Bone saws and blood sausage. Fucking disgusting. I think we're done, actually. Shit. I think we can punch out. Let's play that magical song that says, John, you done good.
There it is.
What about us two? Fuck you.
With what?
We done good, too.
We done
now,
did this
now
show
you're awake,
excellently.
Pizza princess?
I'm trying to get us some food. Leave me alone. I think I put in some good input for somebody who's ordering a pizza during this show.
Input? What the fuck are you from, Tennessee?
I put a little Baltimore on a little bit right
now.
Oh,
my God. You all did great. All done good here.
Thank you, Papa.
I just wanted to wrap it up, and then we'll do the outline for episode 2, and we'll get the fuck out of here in 20 minutes. Doesn't have to be a long one.
All right, yeah.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm the host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Howard Hyland and Arena Davinsky.
That's a me.
That's me. The Mario Brother Jew, apparently. You want to get a hold of us on Twitter, that's the easiest way. I'm at Papa's Basement. I do a lot on Twitter. It's not just bullshit, hey, listen to the show, we're recording type updates. Ooh, look at the food I ate. I put a shitty Instagram filter on it, be impressed. Nah, I tweet good stuff, man. So, at papasbasement.com. These two, not so much, but follow him anyhow. He's at What the F and Heezy. She's at Girl Knows Sports. And if you want all of those Twitter links in one place, as well as the shows, like if you want to download those every Monday and every Thursday, the new ones go up. It's in Papa's Fuck it. You threw me off with that. InPapa'sBasement.com. That's got everything there. It's got my writing. It's got the Twitter. It's got the Facebook link. The iTunes subscription link. Everything. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.